India needs to be converted. 2,000 years is too long. There is work to be done. But it's not easy to convert people. You know them, many of you are natives of India. What are we asking? You're asking not why we exist. We exist to know, love, and serve God. To know God. And be sure it's the one true God whom we know. The God who is a community of three persons. God is not a solitary being. God is a we. Already in the book of Genesis, when Yahweh, having made the rest of the world, the rest of the visible world, then said, let us, plural, make man to our, plural, image. God made us to know, love, and serve Him. But God puts into our lives, well, everything else outside of ourselves. Each one of you in chapel, God made your fellow sisters. God made the air we breathe. God made the fan. One fan. God made the fan that cools the air. God made the food we ate. God made the sun, moon, and stars. God has put so many people into our lives. And not just people who are living now in body, but persons who have died in body, but are very much alive in spirit. And for me, St. Ignatius. For you, Mother Teresa. We go back to our question. Why did God make the whole rest of the world? And notice, it's not just the rest of the world that, say, now exists, but every person, every place, every situation, everything in our lives is put into our lives for a purpose. If there's one truth, I beg you not to forget, nothing in our lives ever happens. Nothing ever occurs. There is no such thing as chance. God has a reason for every single person, place, or thing, every moment of our lives here on earth. Everything in our lives is meant to be a grace from God. In other words, when we call, strangers, or a chance acquaintance, telephone call for me, 1:30 in the morning, or the electric clock that I brought with me to India, set to, your different form of electrical current, and off during the night. Everything in our lives has a divinely ordained purpose. It is intended to help us reach our heavenly destiny. Sisters, to really become a really believer and understand it, your lives are changed. What are we saying? We are saying that every person, every place, everything, every pleasure, every pain, every circumstance we find ourselves, every thought and every desire, everything we see, every sound we hear, every moment of every day and all night is always part of God's mysterious but unquestionable providence. What's the providence? The noun providence comes from the verb provide. God provides us with the means of reaching that heaven for which we were made. Over the years, my favorite definition of insanity is: insanity is the state of mind of anyone who wants to stay on earth, to remain here, besides my doctorate degree in theology, finished my doctoral studies in biochemistry. Also have a graduate degree in psychology. I have counseled over the years psychologists, psychiatrists, and they need a lot of help. Every sane person who has a shred of faith looks forward to a destiny beyond this world. But then, and what an important then this is, not everything in our lives is, enjoyable. You mean God puts pain into our lives? You don't mean that, do you? Sure. St. Ignatius is very careful to never say that creatures, whatever they are, were created. No, they are created. God keeps creating. The moment we were conceived in our mother's womb, our souls were created out of nothing.